Beef, a hot topic of conversation. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. It seems like beef has been a topic of conversation every time you turn around lately, and that goes for the Tennessee Beef Industry Council as well.
We're trying very, very hard to get out the good messages about beef. Just got back from a dietetics meeting, and so many of the dietitians were excited to hear about some of the BOLD research, which actually lets consumers know that including a 3-ounce portion of lean beef daily can actually reduce their bad cholesterol by 10%. That's great news for beef producers and the beef industry.
Valerie Bass is the executive director of the Tennessee Beef Industry Council. She says there are amazing opportunities to help spread the positive message of beef to consumers and producers alike. And a recent meeting where producers met to give their opinion on a variety of topics was a great place to start.
This information session that we had today with producers was one of the best things that we have done in a long time, because we did listen to some of the comments and ideas that they had. We're excited about the direction that we're planning to take as far as producer communications.
And Justin Reinhardt, beef cattle specialist with the University of Tennessee Extension Service, says listening to producers is vital, not only to gain information, but to figure out how they need to get their information.
Just talking to these producers, trying to understand where they get their information, what's the best way for us to reach them, and also for us to listen to them and just understand what we need to do to serve them better. What we do is all based off the information that they need, and then if we respond to that in a timely manner and in the best way that they get that information to them, I think it serves both sides of this equation.
And to find out more about the beef you eat, check out www.beefup.org. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.